Automakers are pouring billions of dollars into self-driving technology. Driverless taxis and trucks are already being tested. So how far away are we from being able to own a self-driving car? NPR's Camila Domonofsky takes us on a ride to find out.
A few weeks ago, my family settled in for a long drive down the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
You don't have to take a nap. You can just look out the window and think about things.
In fact, my toddler did take a nap. And as he did, I took my foot off the gas pedal and my hands off the steering wheel. I was borrowing an Escalade with GM's latest Super Cruise technology.
All right, the steering wheel has a green light on top and my hands are off.
It's the road trip dream, right? Kids sleeping, traffic moving, computer handling the driving. Okay, back to reality. The kid woke up.
Oh, Super Cruise disengaging, take vehicle control.
And the computer needed help. In construction zones, or sometimes for no reason at all, the steering wheel would flash red, and all of a sudden, I would need to be driving again. Whether or not my kid was napping, there was no way that I could take a nap. In fact, the Escalade had a camera by the steering wheel, and Super Cruise would only work if my eyes stayed on the road. Ron Arneson runs GM's automated driving programs. He says that's an essential safety feature.
Because if your eye's paying attention, you can take over within a matter of, you know, a split second if you needed to.
And at some point, you'll definitely need to take over. This is true for every high-tech vehicle sold today, even Tesla, which has heavily promoted the dream of a truly autonomous vehicle. Victoria Scruggs is testing out Tesla's full self-driving software. The name is misleading. She keeps her hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
And I like to keep my foot like hovering in between the gas and the brakes. You really don't know what it's going to do sometimes.
Scruggs took me for a spin around ordinary city streets. And the car did some inexplicable things, like suddenly scoot very close to the vehicle in front of us at a stoplight.
Oh. Ooh. Oh, that was a little scary.
Even simple right turns can confuse the software. Scruggs says the car can manage itself really well on highways, and it's pretty good at going in a straight line.
But when you throw turns in the mix, it's a little bit iffy.
Tesla has come under scrutiny for deploying this software on public streets, and its more limited autopilot technology has been involved in deadly crashes, including when it didn't seem to notice a parked emergency vehicle. The key point is that no vehicles for sale today are 100% self-driving. But a lot of them can do some driving, and it's not just cutting-edge Escalades and Teslas. Kelly Funkhauser is with Consumer Reports, and she says about half of new models can control speed and steering in freeway situations, and they're pretty good at that.
A lot of the systems out there do very, very well at essentially driving.
And these systems can make driving a lot easier. But we can't rely on them 100% of the time, which means they need constant supervision. And Funkhauser says that's hard.
When an already boring task like driving becomes even more boring, you know, it's human nature really to just kind of want to zone out and find something exciting to do other than watch the car drive. It's just like watching paint dry, right?
The smarter our cars get, the more tempting it'll be to let our minds wander. But it's a dangerous temptation, because for now, the responsibility for driving safely is still firmly in human hands. Camila Domonofsky, NPR News.